Now we hear from a teenager named Tabitha Kozakiewicz. This is her story of what it was like to struggle with the choice between foster care and adoption.
When I was 10 and my sister was 8, our pops died from cancer. And about a year later, our moms died from heart failure. We were put into foster care, and within the next year, our photos were in some adoption album. Can you imagine? It was like we were products on sale. Soon enough, this couple from upstate wanted to adopt us. And you should have seen this 14-karat gold chain with a sapphire and earrings to match. It was so gorgeous. And actually, the few times we met them, they seemed so interested, and as if they cared already. They asked questions like, how was your day, and how was school? Those kinds of questions my foster mother never asked. But truthfully, we had our doubts. I didn't even want to leave Brooklyn. We had some good close friends here already. And who knows if they would really care for us, or just abuse or neglect us, or maybe just not understand us. On top of that, it seemed like they were trying to buy us. And like the Beatles said, money can't buy me love. And J-Lo said, love don't cost a thing. But by then, me and my sister were real confused and pressured way too much. So we just decided to turn them down. But we didn't just turn them down, but the whole idea of adoption, period. I'm still in foster care today, and I'm so glad, actually. I get to see my friends on the regular, and if I'm uncomfortable where I am, I could easily be transferred. Listen, it would actually be great to be part of a family again. But then again, I don't think I could truly be part of a family again. At least not someone else's family. It may come close, but deep down, I know it's not the same. Because no one can replace the love between my mother and me.
Tabitha Kozakiewicz is a writer for Represent, a magazine written by youth in foster care. Tabitha also tells us she's going to City College in New York this fall and trying to get an internship in the music business. We wish her luck.